is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hello and welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at TAN Talk Radio. My name is Tracy and I will be your host, and filling in today for Peggy, who is our shrink, is Trish. Trish, thank you as always for being a part of our show.
Thank you for having me here, Tracy.
Thank you. And Peggy, who is, she's got obligations this week and this show and the next show, but we will miss her. So the purpose of our show is to be a friend to you because you matter here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So we want to lift your spirits by using song therapy combined with suggestions from our shrink, who is Peggy, from any topic, from just everyday living, but we want to help you get through this crazy thing that Prince calls life. So we are here today. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, but before we get started, can you please jot this number down? It's 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. So here we are, Trish. You know, the drive over here, it's like a lot of anxiety, isn't it?
It can be.
But we are on our ninth show. Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
Ninth show. So back in February, we actually had zero experience. And I'm just letting the shows kind of roll as they are. And this week, what we're going to do, well, I'm going to recap the shows that we have already spoken about. And back in February, we started talking about Valentine's Day. And we talked about the four types of love languages. Do you remember
all
of this?
Yeah.
We've talked about the five love languages. And the four types of love, that is. And then last week we talked a little bit about divorce. And we also talked about the effects of divorce, sadly, and how to handle them. So, again, we're just here to lift your spirits and how to handle things. And Peggy's not here. We were going to continue to talk about the terms of divorce, but we're going to put that on hold. But she did send me the name, the types of divorce that there is. There's four types: simplified, traditional divorce, and cooperative divorce, and collaborative divorce. But we're going to put those on hold.
Okay.
But before we begin, we're going to play this song by David Bowie. It's called Changes. So okay. Can we listen to Changes, please?
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. I mean, dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man.
So, and yes, if you are going through changes, we want you to know that we want you to go through it gracefully. And unfortunately, divorce sometimes is a topic, Trish, that we don't like. But it's the way you transition into it. You can make it easy. You can make it hard. We definitely do not want to encourage it. But we want to give you advice to kind of help you go through it. But when you are going through changes, what we want to do is we want to get you through that tough time by introducing you into places where you can go for like self-therapy, like the gym. So we have Barb Teague on the phone. Is she coming in? Okay.
Hi,
Barb. How are you? Thank you for coming on today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. Just a little blurb that I just heard. I think some of the information I'm going to give you is going to be really very helpful.
I know. Well, this is the thing. You know, on our show, we want to lift everybody's spirits, and we definitely want to, you know, let everybody know that we're a friend to you and you're not alone out there. Whatever you're going through, if you've lost somebody, if you're going through a divorce, or maybe you've lost your spouse, sadly, in life, or if you're just in a bad funk, we want to help people and tell them how to get through it and give them the secrets of how to get through those tough times. So we've invited you on. Barb, can you tell us a little bit about your history, please, in fitness and yoga? Because that's our go-to when you're in a bad place. It's one of the options. And just shifting your focus into something somewhere else. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background here.
Okay, so I graduated. I'm a homegrown girl. I graduated from Chamberlain High School in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Then went to the University of Florida and came home and got married and got a job at Shape Total Fitness, where I had the pleasure of meeting you, Tracy.
Yes, and Trish, we're all here.
Yes, Trish. So Trish, yeah. I actually started working for Shapes. I got married in 1992, then got divorced shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. I was at Shapes in 2001, and I went and opened up my own studio in the Carrollwood, North area. Mm-hmm. And I had that for 10 years. And then for the last 12 years, I kind of broke off and done my own thing. I no longer have any overhead. I do a lot of stuff globally. Mm-hmm. I also work with a couple performance centers. I work with a lot of young athletes and collegiate and professional as well.
I would say that Barb is one of the top fitness instructors in Tampa. Wouldn't you say that, Trish?
I do remember she has great legs.
Yeah, she has great legs, and she earned those legs for sure. Barb, real quick, you've been through a divorce, and you know how that feels. So I just want to know, why is it important to exercise, knowing you've been through a hard time? And give us some reasons why it's important to exercise.
Well, I think from a physical standpoint, the toll that this takes on your body. You have to address things like your heart, the cardiovascular. There's a lot of times where you get depressed and you just stop doing things, and then you're losing strength and endurance and flexibility. So I think it's really important to find something, especially when you're going through something like a divorce, find something that's going to address you physically but also emotionally. And I think that a lot of the exercise out there now is bad, and I don't mean to bash any type of modality, but something like CrossFit is really just all physical. There's not really anything emotional other than maybe people cheering you on, so maybe it's a little brotherhood. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to address the changes that take place in the body from the stress of divorce or death or anything like that. And I will tell you, it is really the only thing that brought me over to the other side.
Right, and I agree. It is a place to go because it shifts your focus and you're taking care of yourself. And what is the most important aspect of fitness, Barb?
I think the most important aspect is flexibility and mobility. Mm-hmm. For the fact that, especially as you get older, you need function. You know, that's what we really need. It's not about looking great physically. It's about function, being able to bend down and tie your shoes or, you know, stand up out of a chair. So I believe that the flexibility part, which is the most neglected form of physical activity, should really be at the forefront because of the way that the emotions act in the body. Mm-hmm. That is the best way to address that as well. Because I'm very much a holistic type of trainer that tries to get the physical and the emotional addressed as well.
Right, and I know when I was young, I don't know about you, Trish, but I never stretched. I never drank water. I don't even know how I am here today because I never hydrated. I never stretched. But as you, the older you get, the more, you know, importance that is of what Barb is telling. Do you agree?
Well, flexibility is definitely important, and it helps to reduce chronic pain too, I think, if you're more flexible and you keep your muscles strong.
Yeah. And Barb, I just want to add to that one more time, one more thing too. Tom Brady, you know, because he's the king of Tampa over here, there's a place and they really push hydration and flexibility. And they have those little roller where you, what are those things called, Barb, where you roll your muscles?
It's a roller.
Yeah, a roller. Because when I first saw those, I thought, those are silly. But I tried it, and then I ended up loving it. So how do you recommend those for anyone to go get a roller if they work out? Or?
You know, I'm not a fan of rolling. Mm-hmm. I think that it has its purpose. But again, I think that if you really want to address what's really going on and no longer continue that same pattern, mm-hmm. really when you're still, for somebody to breathe being still, mm-hmm. it becomes very uncomfortable. So it's a matter of getting people to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Right. And being still and paying attention to what your body is telling you is probably one of the most difficult things for the majority of people to do.
Right, and before I ask you the next question, is hydration so important? It's summertime here in Florida, and I've got a water bottle right here, which, by the way, we will be giving away. So make sure you stay tuned for the phone number here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. But it tells you when. See, Trish, it's 8 a.m. You can see I'm about 3 hours behind of drinking my water today.
You need to drink up.
I need to drink up. That's right. And then I wonder why I cramp like a pretzel at night because I don't drink my water. But we will be giving away a hat and a water bottle pretty soon. But so what is the most important physical function to practice?
Breathing,
like right now.
Yes. Inhaling, exhaling, trying to get a rhythm, a steady rhythm going. I'm just going to give you a really quick rundown of mm-hmm. all that works. Mm-hmm. And stop when you need to, mm-hmm. but I'm going to kind of tell you how I work with a lot of my athletes and how that the breathing will play a part in their bodies as well. Mm-hmm. The first thing I want to let you know is that your breath bridges your mind and your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So emotion is basically energy and motion. Mm-hmm. So an emotion is basically a chemical residue of a past experience. And what happens is when you are frozen in a certain pattern, the brain actually makes a chemical that's sent throughout the body, and that chemical is actually an emotion. But that experience then actually becomes imprinted in your neural circuitry, mm-hmm. and the emotion is stored in the body. So basically, our past can become our biology.
Mm-hmm.
So what needs to happen is when those emotions come to the surface, and oftentimes here, when you're stretching and you're feeling something, that could be from injury, or it could just be a dumping, some emotion that you resolve,
mm-hmm.
kind of taken up residence. That's the importance of the breathing. Why I'm really, even if you're not getting into like full blown yoga,
mm-hmm.
I use both. At least 15 minutes to just straight up stretching.
Mm-hmm.
So people can be just more aware of whether or not stress in the body or whether or not they have pain. So, breathe.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I feel people get half breaths. You know what I mean? Because they don't breathe in deep, and I think that's why you feel so good after you work out, and I think that releases anxiety. And when you're going through these things like divorce, or you've lost somebody, you're widowed, or you're in a funk, or you just lost your job, and that's why I think working out is so important, and that's probably 70% of it is just breathing in and out. Really deep, it forces you to do that. So I like to hear your definition of breathing, because it's very important to breathe deep in and out, right?
it should be equal.
Yeah.
But this is where when you're working with somebody one-on-one and you're actually listening to their breathing and how it is deficit or how it's more powerful on one inhale or exhale, and there's not that equal balance there, you can tell a lot about what's going on emotionally with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, going on to the next question, should your exercise routine change as you age?
Absolutely, because, you know, change as well, and sadly, you know, working with women that are at war with their bodies for such a long time, there comes a point in time where you're trying to do workouts now, you know, just out of 56, and if you're trying to do the same workout that you did 20, your body actually is going to lash out at you. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to honor your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, the beauty of all exercises and all the different forms of yoga that we have out there is it really allows you to gravitate towards something that fits more your personality. You know, are you kind of like a little more of a health, want a really low-key type of yoga? Are you a little more intense and a little more athletic and a little more along the power yoga?
Yeah, you know what? Did Olivia Newton have a little song about what we were going to play? I just want to hear something from Olivia Newton-John for a little break right here. Barb, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
By Olivia Newton-John, the late Olivia Newton-John, and that's Let's Get Physical in the Gym. And Barb, we were going to ask, are you in an area, because we're going in and out, and I'm just being, we got to make sure we hear her correctly. Are we good with her? She's good? Okay. So what kind of yoga is best for anyone? Like, what's the best yoga for me or for anybody? Like, what do you recommend there?
Well, I think for somebody like yourself, because you are pretty active and you are in great shape, I think you need a more active form of yoga.
Okay.
Because I think that if you take somebody that's, you know, kind of intense and very active, and you put them in a position where they have to sit in the same pose for maybe 15 minutes and just breathe, that's going to actually stress you out more so than anything else. So my suggestion is, if you want to Google yoga and see all the different types, mm-hmm. and then maybe see which one kind of gravitates towards you. But I know, like, when I'm teaching people, I teach all different forms and different styles and different paces, just depending on their condition level and what exactly they're looking for. If it's an athlete, if it's a professional athlete that needs to play football or baseball or a million games a season, it's going to be a little different. Somebody that, you know, maybe a middle-aged man that's just recovering from back surgery, or a woman that's just had a couple babies. So you really should find what works with your personality and with your physical condition.
Right. And can you lose weight by doing yoga?
Absolutely, because there's a lot of physiological changes going on, the twists, the turns. All of those things are stimulating different organs and glands, and you're freeing up blood vessels. Basically, I equate it to a kink in a hose. Mm-hmm. When you have a kink in a hose, the water just trickles, but if you unkink that, the blood and oxygen is just going to flow through, and your body's just going to be healthier.
Right, and you're going to just feel so much better. Barb used to do these walking squats. Like, do you remember those?
And
you couldn't squat for like 2 days.
You couldn't walk.
It was incredible. Like, her classes are amazing. And Barb, I want to thank you so much. Where can people go? I'm not done with you yet, but where can they go to visit you and take yoga and get some advice from you or call you? Where can they find you in Tampa?
Okay, so if you're looking more for kids or an athlete, it would be the Trench Academy, which is on Hillsborough Avenue. I teach a couple classes there.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning in July, actually, July 10th, I'm going to be starting a yoga class at Cheval. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check that out, you would go to playcheval.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a lot privately. I do, you know, coming to your home if it's just an individual, if you have a group of people. So the best way to contact me is either my phone, mm-hmm. and that's 813-505-5967. And you can also find me on Instagram at namaste_Barbara.
Okay, and thank you so much. And I just want to ask you guys a question. Do you know how many muscles we have? Does anyone
I know how many bones we have.
How many bones?
206.
So, but muscles? Barb, do you have an idea?
A bunch. No, I don't know.
That's a
sign. That question, I don't think, in like 25 years.
I know, because I found it by doing a little bit of homework, but I think we have 650 muscles.
What?
Okay.
Why have we never, I can't believe we don't know that.
We need more exercises to target every muscle if we have that many.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? But also, I just want to say, too, when I was doing this research before Barb, because Barb's the expert here, but hydration, pliability, we know is important because you need to hydrate so you don't get hurt. There's an app from the Mayo Clinic, and it's Mayo Clinic Diet, and you just put in your information, and I guess they offer you a diet. There's an app for that, and I thought that was interesting. I just saw that to eat healthy foods, and shoes are important when you go work out, so you have good support, right, Barb? I'm reading some things that I just read yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think shoes are important, but I also think it's important, you know, it's been getting a lot more press lately, called grounding, where you just walk barefoot outside, mm-hmm. or, you know, at the beach, or because you do get a lot of electrons from the earth, and I think that's important too.
Right, and also I think when we're talking about age, I have heard a couple of people that when they're in their 50s, you really should start riding a bike, or in your 60s, because balance is so important. So when we're talking about age and fitness, if you're out there, you really need to start working on your balance starting in your 40s and 50s, because falls are a big problem for our seniors. Am I wrong about that?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Balance is one of the first things. It goes along with flexibility. Because we just don't work at it.
Right.
We just take it granted when we're younger.
Yeah.
As you get older, a lot of times it's because you just become disconnected with your core and, you know, maybe some neuropathy where you're unable to feel your feet completely.
I have all that.
Yeah.
I never stretched. So, Barbara,
girl,
yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's your. I wanted to just switch topics really quick. You know, our show, the common denominator here is love. Your parents have been married for how many years?
My parents have been married for 62 years, and they're actually sitting right here in front of me. My dad is falling asleep.
No, he's got to wake up. Can you either have your mom or your dad? Can they give us a very first of all, I'd like to know what their secret is to 62 years. Can you share that with us of what makes it work for 62 years? And congratulations and cheers to them. And tell them I said hi. Ask them their secret to that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Good. After 60-some years, yes.
What is your secret?
A godly blessing.
Bye. I love that. And it's the secret. 62 years. Well, cheers to y'all. I see your pictures on Facebook, and y'all, they look ageless. They're always together. They're like the two birds together all the time. I've got a beautiful song at the end I'm going to play, and I think of y'all. It's really a nice song. It's a love song. So at the end of the show, it's by the Goo Goo Dolls, and I can't wait to play it. So cheers, and big hugs to you guys. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Barb?
Thank you.
Hello?
That was my mom.
Oh.
She just said thank you.
Oh, tell her hi. I'm so glad she's doing good. And cheers to her. We need to have her on a separate show. The secrets.
I know we do.
Well, Barb, thank you so much for coming on. And just one more time, real quick, how can they get the phone number and where they can get in contact with you? And we will have you back again.
Excellent. The phone number is 813-505-5967.
Okay.
And on Instagram, namaste_Barbara.
Okay, Barb, thank you so much. And I think that was very enlightening to remind us about breathing. It's very, very important. Yes. So thank you, Barb. We'll be talking to you soon. And have a great day. Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So right now, before we play the main song today, we're going to be giving away a Joey James The Label hat, along with a water bottle right here that will keep you hydrated through the summer. We want you to live your best life here at From the Shrink and Wrap Show and Tan Talk Radio, because whatever you're going through, you're not alone, but you have to take care of yourself, and you got to love yourself to love other people, and don't be brought down. But it's never too late to start, to break bad habits and or to start a new habit. And one more thing, if you want to get into fitness, now's the time to start doing something for fall. You know, I think it takes 3 to 4 months to really, once you start, to start seeing results. It's not a week. You see a lot of people at the gym a week before Memorial Weekend, but they got to be committed, would you say?
People want a quick fix, but yeah. It doesn't happen that way.
That's
right.
It's
a lot of dedication.
Yeah, exactly right.
And
you
time.
Know all about it. So real quick, give us a call, and we're going to play a song, but call us at 727-441-3000 here at Tan Talk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show to win that hat and water bottle. We've got a song coming up right here. That's right. You got to pick yourself off the ground and get going again. Don't you love that song?
I do.
It's such
great
a
song.
Neat song. It's so motivating. So right now, Trish, last week you judged a fitness pageant. So here we are talking about taking care of yourself. And it's intimidating, I think, too, sometimes to go into gyms. But you went, and we're going to talk about that, too, because we're talking about people that are very experienced right now for this competition.
Right.
So you judged that competition last week. How was it?
You know, it was awesome. You could see that the athletes had put in so much work to get their nutrition and their body, I would have to say, pretty much perfect.
That's
for
incredible.
A lot of them.
And do we have Al joining us? Is he on the other line? Okay, Al, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming back. And we're going to have you back on again, so because we want to have the winner of this huge competition you just had last week and all the training that went into it. And so how'd it go? What was your what's your response to your competition you had last week?
Oh, I think everybody came away feeling accomplished. Athletes came in from 24 different states. And despite the economy, what it is, and they sacrificed, they trained hard, and they left, like I said, feeling accomplished.
Yeah, you know what, Al, you sound like Sylvester Stallone.
He does.
Does he? I feel like I hear a little Sylvester
is
Stallone.
Is there a relation? Are you related to him?
I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm talking to Sylvester over here. So anyhow, so Trish, we were going to ask Al,
yeah.
a couple of questions here. Like,
so Al, you're a gym owner, you own the Body Shop Gym, you're a trainer, and in that Body Shop Gym, I know you had a lot of celebrities maybe, the wrestlers, Mark Consuelos. Used to come in there, but that would be intimidating for someone who maybe is just starting out, right? Just wanting a guy who just wants to start working out, and he comes in there and you see all these big guys. I mean, what would your advice be for someone who's just starting to get into the workout mode?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was back in the day, and we were the third gym in the history of Tampa back in 1977. Over the course of all those years, you're right, a lot of celebrities, but a lot of high school kids grew up there, and regular people. And I don't care if it was a sanitation worker or a bartender or whatever, everybody felt at home. And even what you would call many of the pro athletes or actors or whoever that came in, they made everybody feel welcome because everybody had one goal, which was to get in shape, and there was no reason for anybody to feel like they were bigger than anybody. And one of the things that we had going on back then was anybody could walk in and ask anybody for a spot. It was a lot different in the 80s and 90s than it is today. And it was a more of a family, which the Tri-Fitness has carried on. Everybody comes from around the country, and a lot of people return for the second time or the 12th time or 15th time, and it's become a big family, almost like a family reunion.
So we welcome anybody.
What's really nice about that is I've seen the girls, even though they're competing against each other, they're friendly to each other and they help each other and offer advice. So it really is like a family.
Yeah, and that's my point. When you're starting over because of changes with the David Bowie song that we heard, when there's changes, you got to get out there. And if it's pickleball, if it's going for a walk around the block, you got to keep moving. The world keeps spinning. Al, will you come back next week to our show?
Yeah, I think the champion is going to be on. Let me give you a little info about her. She's from Plant City. Uh-huh. She's 55 years old. She started training for this when she was 42, and she didn't know how to sprint. And back then, and she'll tell you about the next 12, 13 years of how she just worked hard. She was an athlete. I had to paint lines on the ground for her to increase her gait. She was a jogger.
Well, see how inspirational. That's our whole point there, that when things happen, just start somewhere. Don't be afraid. Look, we're here on the radio show, zero experience. Get out there, live your life, whatever you're going through. But I want to hear from her because I want her to inspire others to get out there and to live their best life and try something new.
Al, how old was the oldest competitor you had?
Yeah, good question.
77 years old from Wetumpka, Alabama.
Wow.
That's
well, maybe
amazing.
We can get her on the air, too. Wow, because just walking from my bedroom to the kitchen, you never know. That but that's wonderful. I would love to have her on our show and inspire us. So, Al, listen, we have to sadly go, but next week I'm gonna put a good large amount of time, like maybe like 15 minutes, and we could talk more about fitness and get into another layer with you. And then we'll have the winners on pretty soon here in our future shows. So, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you. And just remember, fear no obstacles and feel the power of accomplishment.
Oh,
we have to remember that.
Oh, my gosh. That was the best part of the whole show. Yeah, that was amazing. And breathing.
And
so
breathe.
They're both breathing, like they're both bringing very positive things to the show today. So thank you, Al. I love that. Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, and now do we have Steve on the phone?
Yes, I am. Hi,
Tracy. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Good. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. So we've been talking about when people go into, like, sometimes we have little bumps in life, divorce, sometimes death, sometimes funks. But we're trying to start over and to reinvent ourselves by living a healthy, happy life. And I just visited your place yesterday, and it's about nutrition. Can you tell us a little bit about your place called Karma?
Well, let's see, where do we begin? We started nearly 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of by accident. We were setting up Josie's daughter,
mm-hmm.
who was just relocating from Hawaii, and had a great idea about a juice bar
mm-hmm.
with acai bowls and smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
To our amazement, it took off, and within 30 days, we actually were turning a profit.
Wow.
It became so busy.
Wow.
Yeah. It became so busy that Josie's daughter was a little bit overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
and felt like she wanted to go back to college. So Josie stepped in to kind of recoup our investment and realized that she enjoyed what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's even more important,
yes,
too.
Yeah, she's a fabulous cook, and she was getting all this positive instant gratification from the customers. We're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the more she was feeding off our customers, the more she expanded her menu, eventually expanded Karma, and opened up 5 Karmas throughout Tampa Bay.
Well, and I see here you have 2 in, I see them right here. Well, you have 2 in St. Pete and 1 in Clearwater, right?
We do.
We
recently opened one about 5 weeks ago downtown Tampa.
No, oh really?
Oh.
Where at?
Which is we're at 490 First Avenue South. It's the Times Building. We're right in the Times Building.
Yes. Yeah.
She built a beautiful, elegant spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like all our Karmas, Josie was an interior designer by trade.
Mm-hmm.
So she each Karma is uniquely decorated,
mm-hmm,
creates a great vibe, good music, casual,
mm-hmm,
but most important, healthy choices in eating.
And that's the thing. Take control of your own life. You know, start taking care of yourself when you're going through these tough times in life, because you can eat right and you'll feel right, and then just everything comes from after that. You've got all kinds. You've got cold pressed juices. You got nice sandwiches, salads, the bowls. And what's real quick, what separates Karma from any other juice bar?
Well, Karma's unique in that we actually won the most healthy juice bar in St. Pete, according to Women's Health magazine.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Some other accolades. We won best juice bar in Tampa Bay,
nice,
best cold pressed juice, best chicken salad, best acai bowls.
Mm-hmm.
We're 5 stars across Facebook, mm-hmm, Google, TripAdvisor, Yelp.
Good for
so
you.
So we kind of, deliver on not only food, but customer service. Yeah. Great atmosphere, great vibe.
Yes.
And most important, our customers are probably the nicest people in Tampa Bay. I think it's indicative of healthy people.
Yes.
Health-conscious people.
Yeah.
They're genuinely nice people.
Yes.
Which really makes our, going to work so much easier.
Yes, and I'm so excited. I was there yesterday. It's an amazing place. Definitely visit Karma. And again, it's another lifestyle, a healthy choice. We were there celebrating a friend's birthday. Happy birthday to Midge out there. Linda had taken us. But definitely visit Karma. And Steve, hopefully we'll be able to have you and your wife back on again. We'll be talking about fitness for the next couple of shows, upcoming shows. And I'd like to have you guys back on again to talk more details about some of your bowls and stuff and, the ingredients.
Maybe we can have some here and taste them as we talk.
Oh, that sounds good.
Let's plan on it. Tracy, the best of luck to you. I love your show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on, and good luck. And again, visit Karma. K-A-R-M-A.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. So, do we have Doris on the phone? Yes. Hi, Doris. So, today's a packed show. I know today is really a packed show.
Yes.
Hi, Doris. How are you?
I'm very good.
Thank you for joining Trish and I today here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. And before you get started, I just would like to say what you just heard, Stephen from the Karma Cafe, which is a healthy, he surrounds himself with positive people. And when you're going through tough times, you meet new people in life. I just met him and his wife yesterday. And you don't stay positive and upbeat. And Doris, you're one of those people. Doris is a professional hairdresser that does great blow dries in Tampa. And she's always happy. She never speaks anything bad about anybody. She's just very positive. And she's got 3 children. And she's opened up her own YouTube station. I said, why don't you share it on the Shrink and Wrap Show? So,
thank you. So,
Doris, can you share some of your healthy meals that that you feature on your YouTube station?
Oh, yes, of course. I recommend 1 hamburger and toasted pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the avocado, mm-hmm, onions, mm-hmm, little salt,
mm-hmm,
and one toast, multigrain toast.
That sounds yum. You should see some of her pictures.
Sell this?
Not yet, but she's going to be. She's going to hit big time. So Doris, Father's Day is around the corner, and what meal would you recommend to celebrate that special day for a family get together for Father's Day? Our lovely man.
I recommend make it a pico de gallo. De gallo is avocado, onions, mango, tomato, a little salt, and maybe tacos mix, chicken and beef and chorizo.
Oh, that sounds so good. Well, you know what, Doris, I'm going to have you back on for the hairstyles, but I want to know, where can our listeners follow you? Can you just tell us what website that they can find you? Can you just repeat that for me?
Oh, yes. My channel is Doris Style and Beauty.
Okay, Doris at Style and Beauty. Please follow her on YouTube. Again, Doris at Style and Beauty. And Doris, can you do one thing? I'm going to have you back on the show, in our future show, but can you just say, and you are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Everything?
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you say it?
My name's Doris. My station and YouTube is Doris. Stylus and for that.
Okay, but can you say that they're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show in Spanish?
The dream or the hamburger?
Yeah. Yeah, the hamburger, yes. No, it's all good. You know what? No hablo español, lo siento. That's all I know in Spanish. Yeah. But we're going to follow you. Doris, thank you for coming on. We'll have you back, and we'll talk about hairstyles. You're a lovely person, and I like being around you because the energy goes up. Just like the guy that owns him and his wife, Karma Cafe, the energy goes up. Have a great day, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much for calling me.
All right. Thank you, Doris. We'll be talking to you.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. You too. So we actually have Devin here. I'm going to invite Devin in on the studio for a second, but can you tell us a little bit nonprofits, why I bring Devin in for a second?
Sure. Well, we all love our Tampa Bay sports teams, right? And we know that the Rays right now have the best record in baseball for all the divisions. So that's so exciting to go see them, and they're having two special nonprofit days. They're partnering with Harmony Vet Center on Sunday, July 23rd, to raise money for Harmony's new building. And Harmony, it's a nonprofit full-service vet clinic in Tampa on Webb Road. And they're also doing the Crohn's and Colitis Day with the Rays, which is Sunday, June 11th. And a portion of the ticket sales will go towards these two foundations.
Okay, can I just say real quick, my dad had Crohn's disease, and they have come so far. Back in the 70s, they didn't know anything about it, and he actually lost his battle to it. So I think that is such an, and Crohn's and colitis is, it's more popular than you know, and sadly it is, but they're not alone, and they've come a long ways, and I like to hear that they're doing this fundraiser, but their money is definitely helping others.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we also have the 13 Ugly Men White Party is coming up, and that benefits the Heart Gallery of Tampa Bay, which is a place where they find forever families for foster children.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that's July 29th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And for more information or tickets, you can go to 13uglymen.com.
Nice.
That'll be a fun night out with DJs, dancing, live entertainment, giveaways.
And we like to dance.
Yes, we do.
What else you got going on?
Okay. And the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is doing Lights by the Bay, which is a drone light show with captivating light displays set against the stunning background of the Clearwater Marine. And they have live entertainment, interactive dolphin presentations, dining options, and access to view the dolphins that are rescued and all the animals that they rescue there.
Aww.
So that'll be a fun night out. And the proceeds go to benefit their rescue, rehab, and release mission that they have. And that's June 24th from 6:30 to 9:30.
Okay, nice. I love that. Trish, thank you. There's a lot of good things. Again, get out, live your life. Dare to say yes. Don't be stuck of trauma from things that have happened. You've got to live your best life because your story's unwritten. And I have the lady right here, Devin, who is her show is right after mm-hmm. mine, so we're neighbors. And so I'm getting to know her as well. And you also have a nonprofit. What, tell us a little bit about what you're doing in November here.
Well, first, thanks for having me on your show. It's so weird. I'm never sitting in this seat, and I'm never the one being the guest. So it's kind of cool dynamics. So philanthropy and talking about foundations and nonprofit and helping back the community is my mission in life.
I love that.
That's
so
great.
I'm the founder. It's called Raising Relief Foundation, and what we do is we help other nonprofits in the community.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've helped. So far, we have helped $1.2 million back in the community for things such as fostering, homelessness, domestic violence, animal welfare, scholarships for teens, neurodiversity, lupus awareness, social events for adults with disabilities, court assistance for children in abused services, amongst so many other things.
That is amazing. So you're going to be our contact, because Trish is our nonprofit host.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
So today she's covering for Renee, because Renee's got a rough life in Cabo.
Oh, poor
and
Renee.
And Peggy's on vacation, and Ed's stuck with us here today. So, but we thank you for coming on. You will definitely give us all the information if any nonprofits coming up, and you'll communicate with Trish, and we'll be happy to share it on our show. And I'd like for you to come in anytime and just visit and join us.
Well, I would just like to tell you that my biggest fundraiser is Denim and Diamonds, and I started that 6 years ago. And we are actually have the date. We're having it November 4th, and it's our first nighttime one.
Nice.
So it usually sells out, so get your tickets and tables and sponsorships now.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Sheraton Sand Key, and you can go to raisingrelieffoundation.org.
We love that. We'll be talking about that up until the event.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much,
ladies.
Sherry. We'll be talking
right.
to you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so today's closing statement to me, Trish, do you have anything you'd like to say about it? I mean, I had a little bit, I'm going to tell you, I had a little ADD. I've let everybody know I have a little bit of ADD. This is our nice show. It's kind of new. But at the beginning, I felt like it was a little rocky today. I wasn't focusing, but...
I
don't have anything to say about today's show.
I think it's great. We're talking about fitness. You and I don't know about you. I started working out when I was 18 years old and never stopped. And we met at the gym, and I've made a lot of great friends at the gym. And
there's so many good people at the gym.
Great for your emotional health as well as your physical health.
Yes, mind, body, and soul. And no matter where you're at in life, because everybody has something, don't get stuck in that something. Get out, live your life, get physical, like Olivia Newton-John says. Deal with changes, like David Bowie says. And right now, I do like to end on a positive note. So, because we've been going, oh, by the way, I'd like to say congratulations to Elena for graduating. Her high school
graduates. All the high school graduates and college graduates.
So congratulations to all you 2023 graduates out there. Kaylee, Elena, and happy birthday to Midge and Kimbra. And in our closing statement, whatever you're going through, I want you to love yourself, because love wins. And I'm going to play this song because I love songs. And Goo Goo Dolls, they say it all. When I think about Barb's parents, don't give up on love. Love wins. And pay attention to the lyrics of this song. It's just a beautiful song by Goo Goo Dolls. Have a great, great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
And let's also say Happy Father's Day to
the
fathers
out
there.
Happy Father's Day, and you guys are amazing. Without you, we would not be here.
That's right.
And without us, they wouldn't be there either, let's face it. But Happy Father's Day to all of y'all.
Be kind if you be faithful, you be sweet and I'll be grateful. Cover me with kisses, dear, lighten up the atmosphere. Keep me warm inside our bed, I got dreams of you all through my head. Fortune teller said I'd be free, and that's the day you came to me. Scared.
sins, and I don't care about where you've been. Don't be sad and don't explain. This is where we start again. So get me to the church on time. Take my hand in this empty room. You're my girl and I'm your groom. Come to me, my sweetest friend. This is where we stand.